enjoying the audio? Catch the full visual experience of this episode on our YouTube channel, Grandma's Pillbox. See you there.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Introducing the Pillbox Boys.
Episode 52.
Let's go. We're back. And better than ever.
If you're a recurring subscriber, please leave a like and a comment saying anything. If you're a new viewer, please like the video, consider subscribing, and comment your favorite meal.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or anything?
Anything.
Okay. In this episode, we're going to be going over one of our fan questions. We're going to be discussing the upcoming Super Bowl and things related to that. The Apple Vision Pro is out. We're going to discuss that. You guys know that we have been following that story for a while. And then some escalations are happening in the Middle East. We will cover that as well. Stay tuned for a great episode.
Stay tuned.
Okay, let's start off with... I don't even think we need to do any casual chat. We've just been chatting for a little bit while we've been setting up the pod. So I think we just hop into the first fan question.
Yeah.
Okay. Fan question left by Kate.
And she says, what is one current event that you believe could be the work of AI gone rogue? And how do you think Bigfoot would handle the situation if he were real?
First of all, Bigfoot is real.
Yeah.
First of all, hundreds of pictures have been taken.
I've seen him.
I saw his footprint once. He sent me a letter once when he went to Aruba.
Bigfoot, anywhere and everywhere you go, just he's there.
She also says bonus points for the most creative scenario involving a goofy segment idea related to this. Kate, what are you talking about? No, we're just gonna leave our thoughts. A current event that you believe could be the work of AI gone rogue. Let's discuss that first. To tie it in with our Middle East thing.
Well,
the drone strike.
Unfortunately, three U.S. soldiers died in the drone strike that happened in Jordan. It happened, I don't know when this is going to come out, probably a week later than we record. So when it comes out, it's been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then Biden started shooting back in Syria and Iraq, not on Iran. But we think AI might have drove those drones to bomb the fucking soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So AI is trying to start up a racket.
Mm-hmm.
But what would Bigfoot do?
What would Bigfoot have done in that situation?
No. It's not what he would have done. It's how is he handling this situation right now?
So the aftermath. So yeah. It's already happened.
Yeah.
How is he handling it? Well, I'd like to think that in this situation, Bigfoot is the president or the leader of Iran.
Okay. In this situation, Bigfoot is the leader of Iran.
Yes. And I think that he is not going to take any BS from the Americans. World War III.
That's what Bigfoot's
going to do.
Oh, God.
In reality, though, unfortunately, like that kind of joking scenario is a possibility. I think Bigfoot, being like a man of nature, similar to yourself, is going to try and want like a peaceful end to any sort of violence.
As the leader of Iran?
As the leader of Iran, yeah.
He's going to do that?
Yeah. He's going to look for a peaceful conclusion.
I think Bigfoot would walk himself to India,
mm-hmm.
climb Mount Everest or wherever it is. I think it's in Nepal.
Yeah.
He would go to Mount Everest in Nepal, climb to the top, and then take a selfie with like a peace sign and then upload that. And that'll break the internet and then everyone will forget about the war.
Yes. I love it.
No, you know what he will do? He'll climb up there. He'll have his Apple Vision Pros on, recording the whole hike. up the mountain.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Well, he's got a Mr. Beast video playing. Well, actually, it wouldn't play, right? Because when you're moving, it doesn't work.
Unfortunately not. But that's our answer, and it's a good segue to the Apple Vision Pros.
Yes.
They're actually out.
We first covered this in, like, August or September
mm-hmm.
when the news first dropped, and honestly, it felt like they were never going to drop because, I don't know, the idea of, like, Apple releasing a VR headset seemed like it was so far in the future.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as we've seen from the 12 hours that it's out, like, this technology is going to, like, revolutionize computing.
Yes.
And how people, like, interact with daily life. So, I honestly wasn't even keeping track with when it was going to release. So, it kind of shocked me that people already have them.
As soon as I saw, like, YouTube videos of Marques Brownlee releasing his video, and then shortly after that, Casey Neistat released a video.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just came out of nowhere, almost, and I was just really intrigued. I'm like, oh shit, it's out.
Yeah.
Like, we covered this such a long time ago.
I know.
And just as a quick overview, since we already like covered the specifics, but you've got a spatial computing, as Apple calls it, headset. So it's not VR, but kind of still is. You got two screens for each eye, over 4K pixels for each eye,
mm-hmm.
two chips processing all of that. Lots of sensors, like four on the inside, six on the outside.
A battery that runs, that's not connected to the headset at all. Like up top, it runs on a wire that you can like put in your cargo pants pocket or something like that.
Yeah, it's a 2-hour battery life, but mm-hmm. if you connect it to a power bank or an outlet, then that extends it. And
from what I've heard, it's really heavy.
Yeah, it's heavier, I think, because it's, like, metal,
yeah.
metal alloy framing.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of expect that. Like, I feel like if you got, like, a cheap plastic-feeling thing, it wouldn't feel like Apple.
No, not at all. Yeah, they need that that manufactured metal, that nice aluminum, and that high-quality glass. But, so we both watched the Casey video. And I feel like we had like similar opinions on it.
It's pretty dope, but I guess kind of weird because like you got to see like how everyone else reacted to
yeah.
him walking around New York City with them on,
mm-hmm.
and it's New York City. A lot of people kind of ignored him, but then also paid attention because it's just like weird.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have like first I was like, okay, how much of this is just because he's like.
Casey Neistat.
Like, I feel like there's always people that are just staring. Like, why is this guy in public with a camera talking to himself? So, like, that's just already going to gather a bit of attention. But then you throw a giant, like, space look. Like, when he was in Krispy Kreme and he was, like, feeding the butterfly the
donut.
I could only imagine what the other people just looking around are like, what? But he said after a few hours of wearing it that his brain almost like a switch flipped.
Yeah.
And it became like reality.
Well, I mean, with the pixel density being so high,
mm-hmm.
it's I felt this with the Oculus before where after a while my like either head or eyes would just feel strained
mm-hmm.
from looking like at a digital screen that close for a while. And I guess if it just matches perfectly to your surroundings, your brain's not really stressing too hard.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then you don't. I mean, people are still probably going to have, like, those issues with, like, headaches and stuff. But, yeah, a 4K camera per eye, or a 4K screen
yeah.
per eye is nuts. I can barely even comprehend that.
And then one weird thing, I suppose, is that it doesn't let you look at stuff while you're moving.
Right.
Which I guess is a safety feature, but still, like, kind of defeats the purpose. Like, mm-hmm. him sitting just on the subway train and the background of the windows, like, moving, the train car shaking made the shit like glitch out and not work. Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you like are in a passenger seat of a car or like on a plane?
On a plane, I guess it's different because like the windows will be closed, so you're not really seeing any movement.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the plane, I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. In a car, I don't think, unless like you're looking. Well, it still I think it has like 180 degree vision, like you do. So if it still sees movement, it's gonna track that.
Right. It's weird because I mean, obviously, they don't want people to drive while wearing this thing.
I was thinking about that though when I was driving. That like if I had a headset on, you know, I can pull up a screen that has the GPS, or it could be an app where, you know, in my vision it just says like turn here or like whatever, yeah. And it's like maybe like a see-through type of thing, so it's not obstructing your vision.
Yeah.
Or like if you have a smart car, it could like, you know how in your car when you turn on the turn signal it pops up the blind spot, so like in. Like, if your Vision Pros are connected to your car, like, it knows you put on the turn signal and it shows you your blind spot, I don't know, like, in your periphery or, like, just whatever, the right side. And then maybe you can, like, maybe there's, like, a safety feature where, like, you can pop up, like, a YouTube screen or something, like, in the dash, so it's not blocking, like, the road vision, but who knows, by this time there might be self-driving cars and you don't even fucking need to drive the car.
I mean, like all that stuff that you're saying is great, because I mean so many accidents happen from people looking down even at just like at their dashboard to like or at like you know their accelerometer and stuff. I for some reason forgot the name of
Speedometer? The
speedometer.
Accelerometer. Accelerometer. Making up words.
Making up. But there's some cars that do take, like, your speed, and it shoots it up, and it, like, has it basically on, like, the windshield.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, I like that idea a lot, and I think that that's where it'll probably go. So, generally, in the future, do you see people walking around?
If they get cheaper, I do see that. I think, what is it, $3,500?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth to have, like, a toy to spend that much on a toy.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, that's like a car. You can buy, like, a...
$3,500, yeah, you're for real.
Old, like, you could buy, like, an old Camry or something with that much.
You could buy three Camrys with that. Well, maybe not in this market.
No, the used car market's crazy right now. And also the new car market's crazy. People are not buying cars.
Nor houses.
Well, houses.
Or people are not selling houses.
I'm not too familiar on the house market, but I think because interest rates are high, people aren't buying as much. But if you want a house, and you know, if it comes to it, you need to get a house because you need somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
People can rent, but also people can buy. They could buy at a high interest rate, and then. After a few years or whenever the interest rate drops, they can just refinance. But it is a heavily renter's market right now. So if you're thinking about investing and you're fine with putting in a little bit of effort, rental properties could provide you with like a pretty consistent cash flow.
I like that.
Yep. Get that duplex, Thomas.
The duplex.
Have Dan live in the other side.
Free haircuts.
Boys and girls, get ready. Special event podcast. We're getting the old crew back together. Intern Chris, Dan, Thomas, myself, for a drunk podcast. We're going to be live streaming also on the other social media, so you can check us out live while we're recording. And yeah, we'll have some activities planned. It'll be a fun episode. So get ready for that.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know it was going to be live streamed.
I just came up with like that on the spot. But I was just thinking, like, you could just, like, go live, like, from one of our phones on, like, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we can't go live on TikTok yet because we don't have enough followers. But, yeah.
You need a certain follower account?
I think you need 10,000 followers
on
TikTok to be eligible to stream.
Wow.
To go live.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is.
I don't know. Any final closing remarks for the Vision Pros?
I think by the time that I would be ready to invest in it, it'll be like the size of a pair of glasses. So, I mean, Casey made a great comment that the one that came out right now is going to be the worst one that Apple ever makes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited to see where they take the technology in the future.
It's really cool, though. I mean,
yeah,
just with the concept of VR first starting out, and now it's turned into this. Sky's the limit.
Soon enough, we're going to be able to, like Cyberpunk, have like a girlfriend in our house.
You can. If someone like programmed it, you could have it with the Vision Pros.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fucking hard, but
yeah. All right, Tiki, get on it.
Now, maybe okay. Final subject.
Yep.
Super Bowl. By the time this comes out, I think it will be Super Bowl weekend.
Woohoo!
Super Bowl, Chiefs. Chiefs gonna win.
Chiefs gonna win.
49ers suck.
Yeah, boo. Reform your criminal justice system, San Francisco, and then maybe we'll cheer for you.
Boo.
Stop letting open-air drug markets be on the city streets. Boo. Help the people that need help.
Hey, this
Boo.
Is about football. This is about football.
All right. My bad.
Okay, we're talking about sports.
Yeah, we are. Yeehaw! And let me tell you something about sports right here. That Taylor Swift needs to get the hell out of my American football game because she is causing too much of a ruckus, I tell you what.
Too much fucking ruckus. I'm trying to pay attention to the ball, not other balls.
Like,
that big old screen on the TV got to be focused on the ball on the field. Okay? I don't want to see no woman on the screen. It's a men's sport. Maybe the cheerleaders. I don't fucking know.
In all seriousness, has Taylor Swift caused like a larger female market to start becoming like full-time NFL fans?
Well, I don't know the stat, but she's increased the revenue by like millions for the NFL. So that's undeniable.
That's undeniable. Do you think they actually love each other?
Oh, I think so. I don't think there's.
You don't think there's any shenanigans going on?
Malintent. I mean, I think there might be conspiracy with the U.S. government and the NFL conspiring with these two.
Yeah.
Knowing that the Chiefs already won two Super Bowls. Correct. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
Chiefs have won two Super Bowls. Yeah. They knew they're probably going to come back to Super Bowl again, so they propped up Swift with Travis.
Yeah.
And they're going to rig it. They're going to pay the refs. Who knows that Ukrainian money, instead of going to Ukraine, is going to go to the refs. And they're going to rig the game so the Chiefs win. And then... when Taylor Swift runs up on the field, of course the cameras are going to go on Taylor Swift. They've been on the fucking whole season on fucking Taylor Swift. And she's going to say, vote for Biden. This is a Biden conspiracy. I tell you what.
You tell me what. All right.
I tell you what.
All right, Timotheus.
Timotheus?
Thomas is Southern. Ultra-Republican character that we've now created, Tebadias. So, Tebadias, you think that the NFL has rigged, to some context, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl?
Correct.
And that Taylor Swift, upon them winning and all entering the field, she will go on stage and say, vote for Biden.
Correctamundo. This ain't the first time a woman imposed herself on the elections.
Oh,
okay.
Tebadias, please.
Taylor Swift made an Instagram post before saying go out to vote in 2020 when our boy Donald Trump was going up against Biden. And she, obviously a liberal, increased the votes for Biden when she made that Instagram post. Might I not forget Oprah did the same thing in 2004.
Oprah Winfrey, Tibbetts?
Of course Oprah Winfrey. What other fucking Oprah is there?
I got a car, black Cadillac named Oprah.
Oh, I like that.
Stretch black, baby. Now, Tibbetts, okay. So this seems like a pretty far-fetched conspiracy.
I don't think it's far-fetched. I think it's the truth, the reality. If it don't happen, then the Chiefs probably just suck balls if the 49ers win.
Well, Tibbetts, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for giving me this platform. Not enough people are seeing the truth.
That's right.
Not enough. Goodbye, Tibbetts.
Anytime you want to come back on, we'll have you there. You and Marco could have a great conversation.
I've seen that propped up as a conspiracy more than a couple of times on YouTube, and it's kind of funny that they believe it.
It kind of, I mean, like the script has been like a common thing in the NFL conspiracy world for like, I don't know, years now. Probably might even be 2020, pre-2020.
I mean, in any sports league, they're like, at the end of the day, they are trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that with NBA interviews where I can't remember the specifics. I've just seen short clips of it where in the playoffs, they're like, the refs will be swayed in some way or another to try to make the game better.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I pulled it up. But they were talking about, like, team dynamics where
so there's an example of, like, Scott Foster, who's, like, a head NBA ref that's been around forever, who, when he referees games that Chris Paul plays in, Chris Paul has, like, lost almost every single one. And I think the number's in, like, the 60s or the 70s for games. So, I mean, that might just be, like, that we don't know what that is, but that kind of does show that their refs can be biased for sure. So I don't think it's out of the possibility that there's a potential like foul play going on.
Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of off topic, but like the rise of like sports betting and like sports gambling, something's going on with that, dude. Something devious is going on where it's like, it's like drawing the our generation back into gambling. And that, like, gambling itself could, like, be... The fact that you can gamble on sports could also lead to, like, a bunch of different outcomes with conspiracies and stuff. I didn't really explain that well, but now that there's, like, big money on the line for Vegas and people...
Yeah.
More crazy stuff's, I think, going to be happening.
A lot of meddling, such as throwing games, refs being paid off,
mm-hmm.
Vegas just having their hand on the being the puppeteer.
Yeah.
I mean, also at the end of the day, it is a sport. They're playing the sport, and if the other team's better, they could win,
mm-hmm.
but there can be little plays going on where they try to push it towards where the money is.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always chances. And that's why I guess sports betting is so much fun, is because there's always a chance.
I saw a clip, a guy was commentating over an NBA game and he was just like hoping for Kyle Kuzma to make like a basket.
Yeah.
And, like, he'd see his other teammates going to the drives, and he'd say, like, the other guy can play D. He's like, he can play D. You can't make that. You can't make it. He's like, pass it to Kuzma. Pass it to Kuzma, man. He's like, okay, Kuzma's going to take the shot. Oh, no way. He passed it. Don't take that shot, man. Pass it back. Pass it back. Oh, my God. Okay, he missed. Good. Like, you're just watching it for your bet.
Yeah, and you see people just, their life is just getting destroyed by them not hitting their bets. Oh, I've got $1,000 on Kuzma to hit like the first basket of the game, and then it doesn't hit, and then they're just like,
I saw a parlay bet where a guy put down like $10, mm-hmm. and I couldn't tell if he won or not. It said win, but then like I tried to look at the whatever, and it didn't.
The ticket.
Yeah, and it didn't line up with like what he betted on, but it said like $10 wager, and then the payoff was like $5K. Is that a possibility for like a parlay?
For sure, for sure. I mean, 10 to 5K. God, well, what are the odds on that? +20,000.
Holy shit!
Maybe less than that. I can't really do the math that well, but dude, people have put down $10 parlays and won like $1.2 million.
Oh my god!
Just with the most absolute wild bets. I saw it on UFC. They're putting like exact winners, the round they won, and the way they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it for like 9 fights on a card in a row, and they got them all right. Stuff like that, you could just like throw it together, and the odds are so low, but one person out of like 330 million are betting, so.
Just another version of the lottery with
it,
that.
Oh, God, it really is, dude. And they're just raking in money. I saw they were promoting, like on a TV commercial, a new gambling app, and it was like an Illinois-based one, and the owner of like the casino was sitting there talking, doing like his spiel. And he had a Richard Mille on his wrist, like a $500,000 watch. I'm like, oh, God. They're just, they've got so much money. And now they're just going to make even more by doing that. Speaking of having a lot of money, a man that risked it all for money, Walter
H.
White. Leads us into a segue on some of our favorite Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, we got to watch a couple. Yeah. And, the most recent one, Popcorners,
mm-hmm.
Got everyone rattled up. It was a fucking great commercial.
It was. It was Jesse, Mr. White, and
Tuco.
They were like kind of recreating like a Breaking Bad scene in their characters,
but with popcorn.
But with popcorn. It's an amazing commercial. Not really. I mean, I don't really have much more to say on it.
I mean, legendary. Then we looked at some other ones, and this one really popped out. It was a Tide commercial.
Yeah.
With I forgot his name, but he was the main cop, main sheriff in Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name. But he's just like, what kind of commercial is this? And it just started copying like every other commercial format, but saying no, it's a Tide commercial because of all the clean clothes in every scene.
Yeah,
it's just
David Harbour.
David Harbour, yeah.
And it kept going. It went on for like a minute of it would go to black, and then another commercial would pop up, and then David Harbour would pop up. Nope, still a Tide commercial.
That makes me think, because obviously we're just seeing it in YouTube, but like when they aired it on the Super Bowl, would it be like? It was that one long one, mm-hmm. and then it would cut to other commercials, and then it came back to that one, but it tied back again. Like,
I got a feeling that they separated them out, because it's like it's the reinforcement of like the idea over the long term of the entire game. So then, by the time you leave, you're just like, dude, Tide really played us like 8 separate times throughout the whole game. that one was awesome.
I've got written down here, I don't know if you've seen it, the Apple Super Bowl commercial where they like recreated 1984.
By George Orwell?
Yeah. Did you had to read that book?
No, I never read it.
Oh, it's like a dystopian book where like it's big government controlling like what you read, what you see and everything.
Mm.
And I'll just show you the commercial right now. And so, like, they got the line of humans coming up. Big government means big police controlling everything. Everyone's a sheep listening to Big Brother. One will, one resolve, one cause. little lady spinning a hammer or a sledgehammer, throwing it at the Big Brother screen.
Whoa.
And then that was the first computer.
That's pretty legendary.
I think so. And you'll see a couple of memes using that like scene where it's like the Big Brother talking to everybody.
Yeah.
That's one thing I love about the Super Bowl commercials too, is like just like random memes popping up out of them.
Yeah, yeah. And so many people are watching it. It's like they just go viral.
And I hypothesize that maybe they won't do it, but I feel like it'd be a good time to capitalize on an Apple Vision Pro commercial.
Because,
like, when's the last time there was, like, a really good Apple commercial? Besides, like, the ones for promoting the new phones or whatever.
Yeah, every one of those is pretty good.
Like, that 1984 was, like, revolutionizing computers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is kind of like that step, you know, revolutionizing whatever, spatial computing.
Yeah. I wonder what direction they're going to take that. Because, so, I mean, that one obviously played into a popular book or in movie. Was
book,
it a book?
Book. Just book? A book.
So I wonder if they'll, like... We see Walter White with the Apple Vision Pro on. He's like cooking it up. I don't know. Do you have any ideas where they could take it? I mean, it's obviously going to be an incredible commercial. The production quality is going to be insane. Maybe there will be some cameos from like famous people, but maybe not.
I can't say for sure what it's going to be, but I just hope it's not, like, millennial garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, like, millennial humor.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, push the Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah. Because, well, millennials kind of are, like, a target market they could be going for, because they're starting to get some good money. So they'd be willing to drop. They're also pretty tech savvy. They're more tech savvy than, what, Gen X, right above them?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unless they recreate that commercial, the 1984 one, but somehow put in the Vision Pro.
2024? It would work. Bro. Gosh. The world is changing, Thomas.
And then another big part of Super Bowls is the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year is going to be Usher. He's playing. I don't care about Usher.
No.
But last year or whatever previous years, it was Rihanna.
Rihanna and... Yep, Rihanna.
And I guess that made her some type of icon because she was doing it like pregnant.
Yes.
And then I think... Was it Katy Perry? Where it was like you had the shark dancers...
I don't remember. I remember Katy Perry came out on, like, a giant, like, flaming lion.
Oh, my God.
Or something like that.
But you don't remember, like, the background dancers or whatever? It was, like, they were dressed as sharks.
No, I don't. Let me give it a quick goog.
Yeah, see? The dancing sharks. They became, like, a meme. Long lost memory.
Long lost, dude. It finally came back. All I needed was that.
And then I don't really remember any other notable ones. Obviously there's other big ones, I just can't remember them.
Michael Jackson's was like iconic.
Yes.
J-Lo and Shakira.
Okay.
Was that, I don't know if that was last year or 2 years ago. Theirs was pretty good. SpongeBob, when he did his.
You did one? Oh. That one is epic.
The winner takes all. Yeah, it is. But yeah, I don't know. Super Bowl, I'm not a huge football fan, so I'm not as invested into like the whole Super Bowl.
But it's like a cultural.
It is
cultural piece of America.
Yeah, it is. It's like a Super Bowl ceasefire across the country.
Super Bowl or like.
But I wouldn't be surprised if like more bad stuff happens because a gathering of people.
Bad stuff happens.
Like, I mean,
like someone's gonna bomb the Super Bowl.
No, like just in.
This is a joke, FBI. We're not.
Like domestically, in people's houses. Like I feel like that's a thing where when the weather's nice outside, 4th of July, Memorial Day, crimes and murders happen more often because there's more people gathering. Things could pop off. Am I just being like a sad person?
Paranoid schizo.
I'm schizo posting.
I don't think really anything bad is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Just
a bunch of drinking and hanging with the boys. Yes, sir. We kind of lost our momentum there a little bit. Lost the steam.
The steam.
Dude, it's so hard to stay like locked in for like the full podcast. We're getting better at it, obviously, but we're at, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes.
We could keep it a short episode.
We could. We just have one more thing to talk about.
Some news.
Yep. Actually, we should because I have to go meet Kate.
Yeah.
Touring a house today. Pill poppers. Pill boxers. What are our fans called?
Pill poppers.
Pill poppers. Pill poppers, I'm touring a house today. I'll let you guys know. Possibly the new studio.
The new hype house.
The new hype house. Let's go. It's every
day, bro.
With that Disney chip.
So like we already touched it with the fan question from Kate. Mm-hmm. But there's US soldiers that died in Jordan. Pretty significant because, you know, it's the U.S. We don't like to have deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And
the largest loss of U.S. life in, like, a military conflict since
Afghan or something. Yeah,
the withdrawal.
And Biden didn't like that, so he shot back into Syria and Iraq, which are believed to be proxies of Iran. Mm-hmm. So the big powers facing each other is U.S. and Iran. Like, Iran is, like, what the news is focusing on. The big, scary terrorist people that Americans don't like. And a lot of conservative channels and other, even like, CNN, I think, maybe, are debating, like, why the U.S. isn't bombing Iran directly. Because these other proxies, Syria and Iraq, I guess they're getting funded by Iran, such as like Hamas too was getting funding from Iran.
Yeah.
It's this whole proxy war where Biden is just attacking these people to show that like, don't just bully us like this, but people want him to bomb Iran, and that direct bombing could escalate the war pretty heavily. And, get people back deployed into the Middle East whilst Israel is still going against Hamas, Russia's going against Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and lots of other shit.
Yeah.
Lots of news to be followed up on by that. I don't think Biden, since this is going to be posted a week later, my prediction is nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
At least he's not going to try to escalate things, especially in an election year. That'd be very shitty. Unless he wants to, like, put in some type of, like, scheme where, like, oh, we're in a time of war. I got to stay a president. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then even like that, him escalating into a war, all the conservatives are going to be like, we want Trump in charge if we're going into this war.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's thinking. I recently watched a documentary about the election fraud of the whole case.
Yeah.
It's nuts what he did, because, you know, we all saw it live, like, as it was happening through the years, but I never put all the pieces together because, I don't know, I didn't care that much at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'll try to summarize it a little bit.
Yeah.
He basically lost or is losing the election in 2019, and then he spends a whole year trying to, like, meddle around and try to sway, or no, just like election fraud. That's what he's doing. So the thing in Georgia was he called, or him and Rudy Giuliani, the fucking freak, Giuliani is like in his head saying, like, this is a conspiracy, like, they're trying to steal the election from you, saying dead people voted, votes were changed. Like, in Georgia, there was, like, CCTV footage of, like, election workers, like, pulling a box of votes under a table. And they were like, oh, where did those votes come in? Like, they're changing out votes. But literally, like, they only showed, like, a clip of the CCTV footage. But if you go back to where they set up, it was, like, the box where they put the actual votes in, like, where they store them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one where it looked like she was scanning it three times or whatever, but the procedure is, like, if it didn't scan correctly, you got to cancel it and rescan it. And they exposed the names of these workers that were on the TV, and all the conservatives just attacked them, giving them death threats. And that's the president that, like, caused that.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even know this. He, on January 6th, or, like, a couple days before, Trump was like, I'm calling for a big protest on Washington on January 6th. It's gonna be big, or something like that. Like, that's what he tweeted.
It's gonna be big.
And then that caused, well, I guess causation.
Yeah.
But
can I jump in real quick?
Jump in.
Just to clarify something. Was January 6th, like, right after Biden moved into office?
No, January 6th is when they confirmed the vote. Like, everyone in Congress, like, counts up the votes and confirms it.
Okay.
And then I think the day after or something is when Biden
was going to go in?
Yeah.
Or, I guess, yeah. Okay. All right, sorry.
Yeah, and, the phone call released of Trump calling the Georgia people, or Secretary of State, he's like, I need you to prove, like find these votes, like, hundreds of thousands, or, like, thousands of dead people voted. And then the Secretary of State is like, the number's actually just two. There's only just been two people dead that voted. And I guess, like, I don't know how that works. Maybe they voted and then they died.
Yeah.
Or just something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, on record, Trump was like, come on, I just need 11,000 votes. Like, come on, just find me 11,000 votes.
Oh, like, come on, Donnie.
And then Rudy Giuliani had a meeting with some Arizona dude, representative, and all of this was, like, in the documentary, it was part of, like, a committee that was, like, trying to make a case against Donald Trump. So that's how it's, like, being presented. They had, like, a whole court thing going on. And the representative in Arizona testified that Rudy Giuliani, like, met with him. And the representative was like, can you just show me the evidence? Like, because they were asking him to change votes, mm-hmm. like, from Biden to Trump. He's like, I need to see the evidence. Like, you're making all these claims. And Rudy Giuliani is like, there's not a lot of evidence. Like, we can't find it, but we have these theories we're working on. Theories?
That's just a theory.
And, yeah, like, calling out those election workers, directly asking officials to change votes, that tweet saying it's going to be a big protest.
Yeah.
It's, it was a little scary, or not scary, but like that, like the president did that, and his like, and one of the things in the court trial, Trump's lawyer says, is that he should be immune to this stuff because he was president. Mm-hmm. So then that's like calling for like, what can a president do and be immune from?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have immunity, then all these other presidents in the past should be tried as well.
Mm.
And then it calls for, like, what can a president do in the future?
Yeah.
The court case has been pushed off. The judge has decided to, like, I don't know how long, but it's just been delayed.
Probably after
the
election.
Yeah, but for the Georgia case, I don't know, like 15 people were charged, and all but like maybe four, including Trump and Giuliani, like pleaded guilty. So like all those other people are pleading guilty, but it's just Trump and this other dude that are not. So
a guilty plea, though, can just be like a tactic for, I don't know, getting like a lower sentence or.
Yeah, but still, when they're pleading guilty, you need to think like, why would he not be guilty then?
Exactly.
You know, innocent till proven guilty, but still. Yeah. This.
Dude, after hearing, like, so after hearing all that, I don't want Trump or Biden in office come January of 2025, but it just also makes me think, how do we know that other candidates and other people and just are not doing the same thing? Like, they're not just playing somehow. Maybe it's not the same thing, but there's some sort of game with the system that's being played. And I'm glad that you watched that, because now it's kind of like opening us, me and like the viewers, up to like all this craziness.
Yeah. So in the last episode, we covered the Iowa caucuses as well, and Vivek dropped out. Literally 3 days later, DeSantis drops out, and then Trump wins the New Hampshire, where Nikki Haley was a little bit favored. She has not dropped out. She's currently still trying to go against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think her game plan really is either to somehow make herself seem better than Trump, or bet on the fact that he's going to get, like, indicted and won't be a president.
Yeah.
That's what I think her game plan is. Biden just won South Carolina for the Democratic primary or whatever. I guess that's like kickstarting his thing, because South Carolina, it's a big state. South Carolina population, let's see, 5.1 million.
Mm.
Decent.
Beautiful there.
Yeah, you been?
No. Seen pictures, though. Kate's got some family there, so she's told me about it.
Nice.
They're the 23rd most populous state.
So about half?
Yep.
I don't know. I think Biden hasn't done that much, so I think this is just like the start.
Mm-hmm.
Just solidifying Biden versus Trump.
Just the start.
Things move so fast, so that's why I was just, like, covering the base of election stuff. Because, like, yeah, like, as soon as we post, like, as soon as we made that episode, by the time it posted, like, a lot of shit just changed right away.
Yeah. That's gonna happen, though. With how fast-paced, like, especially now that we're in election year, how things are gonna be so fast-paced. We're gonna be a little bit outdated, but if we can try and get these episodes out fairly soon after we record, then we'll stay somewhat on top of it.
Somewhat.
Yeah. And things like the Apple Vision Pro, like that'll be like a talking point for like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
So just throw that in the thumbnail. Watch the views just
trickle up a little bit.
Yep. Back up to those 100, baby. We're trying to get back. Algorithm's not our friend right now. But
no, we're shadow banned.
Yeah. Back down to 30 views, but that's all right. We'll get there.
I think that's it, though.
Yeah.
Lots of news always happening, but can't cover it all and try to make it interesting.
That's right. Check out our link tree in the bio. Hoodies are still available. Cop the first ever Grandma's Pillbox merch drop. Won't be around forever. appreciate everybody for listening. Leave any comments. Leave a comment on your favorite meal and any fan questions that you might want.
Please do.
Us to talk about. Goodbye, everybody.
See you.